Hello dear listeners, it's only James here. I'm playing with Audioboo on a Saturday morning. Haven't done one of these for such a long time, so I thought I would record something. Eleanor's just... I'm in the kitchen at the moment. It's an image of domestic bliss. Our dishwasher's gone wrong now. I'm well aware that the dishwasher is a luxury item and we should be privileged that we've got one. But we've been having to wash up by hand for the last little while. I may well have actually mentioned this in earlier Audioboos several months ago because we had a... That's rather unusual. We had an episode where the dishwasher went wrong and it wouldn't finish washing the dishes properly. We got an engineer around and it took them ages to sort it out. It was basically because of hard water, not heavy water. That's something entirely different. A bit like heavy electricity. But it's completely died now and we're not going to go and bother spending £100 to get someone out. I've got £100 of money in my savings account, and we'll put £100 worth of money from the family's account in to buying a cheap new one that, if it lasts 3 years, it's as good as half one that lasts 6 years, which is odd maths. They do say buy it cheap, buy it twice or something, don't they? But as a result, Eleanor has taken to washing up. And she's doing that at the moment. She's waving. She's looking at my mobile phone, which is streaming video from the television. We've got one of these little boxes that's got a video input and it streams it across the network. I've got a blog post about it. Oh, we love our gadgetry in this house. Anyway, it's been a terribly busy week, but it's fortunately come to an end. Just in time for me to have an afternoon out with some old work colleagues, which is nice. What else is there to say? Next week's going to be an interesting one, though, because I've got to take some time off leave, or holiday. Wednesday, I've got a hospital appointment to look at what's turned out to be a blocked sinus. Now, I really missed a trick with Audioboo. I'm gutted, and I really need to be more focused in future, because I went for a CT scan, and the sounds of a CT scan are absolutely brilliant. If you've never had one, I mean, it was basically to scan my head, so I'm fortunate that the circumstances by which I had the CT scan were not too uncomfortable and unpleasant. So I'm just getting some more kitchen roll. But it's like putting your head into a tumble dryer and you see this thing spinning around you, and it basically x-rays your head in 3D. And they sit you down, they say, keep perfectly still. And then they leave the room, just like when you're in the dentist and they're taking photos of your mouth, or x-rays of your mouth. excuse me, you can tell I've got sinus problems because I'm constantly clearing my throat. Anyway, so this thing spinning around my head, and I thought, I wish I'd brought my iPod Touch with me. Who knows if the microwave energy or whatever it was could have disrupted the recording, but it's great fun to be able to do stuff. Christopher's playing on the Gary's mob, which is a sort of Half-Life 2 engine. He's playing on an airboat, apparently. A remote control airboat, there you go. What were we talking about? Oh, that's right, CT scan. So they left the room. I would have loved to have recorded the sound of it because it's such an industrial sound, almost to the point where, I mean, these things are, I think it was installed, you know, less than 10 years ago and opened by Her Majesty or something like that. But I think it makes this really mechanical graunching sound as this thing spins around you and you sort of move back and forth. I don't know if you move or the actual sort of apparatus moves, because I think you can do a full body thing. And the bizarre thing was, I felt I had to close my eyes. Two reasons I felt I had to close my eyes. One, because I didn't want the x-rays to go into my eyeballs. Yes. And the other reason was because there was this little laser that sort of lines things up. And they said, laser light, do not stare into the lens. So I thought, better close my eyes anyway. But yes, I really missed a trick to Audioboo that. And off the back of that, the scans came back, went to my GP, and they've arranged an emergency appointment because apparently it's not normal for one sinus to be blocked. Normally, sort of, both of them get a bit jammed up, so, and it's entirely blocked. It's all good fun, but I'm not suffering too much, and that's the main thing. And if that's the worst I have to deal with in everyday life, I think I'm okay. So yes, that's Wednesday. Next Friday is the Luton Beer Festival, which I've taken some time off to go to because I've got some friends who are running the sound for it, and I might pitch in and just make a nuisance of myself. And when I say make a nuisance of myself, I mean drink some proper beer. And then it takes me into next next weekend. Wow, time goes so quickly, doesn't it? Oh, and tomorrow, Sunday, I'm taking my dad out for lunch as well. So it's all good. It's all good and it's all go. I'm aware that I have other projects like in the studio and things to do as well. It's fitting them all in and getting sort of organised. But I will get it sorted. Anyway, that's an update of my life. Everybody else is generally well. Eleanor is making all the glasses look all shiny now. She hasn't learned the important rule about not getting anything too close to the tap, because if you bang it against the tap, it tends to break. Although I've seen a fragment of a dish here, and I don't know how that got there. Probably. Righto. No, I have no idea. I've been drying everything up, sweetheart, and if there was a big chip out of a bowl or a dish, I think I'd know about it. Anyway, I better go because I'm well over 5 minutes. I shall wish you a happy weekend, and I shall speak to you soon. Cheerio.